This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. As we've talked about on this show, it is not a great time to be in the market for a house. We've seen prices drop a bit from their peak last year, but they're still high, and so are mortgage rates. Now, if you're a homeowner, it is a very different picture. A new report from the real estate data firm Adam shows the rate of mortgage borrowers considered equity rich, meaning their loan balance was up to half of their home's value, increased to 49% in the second quarter. That is a four-year high. But as Marketplace's Henry Epp reports, that doesn't mean it's necessarily the best time to tap into that equity.
If you're lucky enough to own your own home, there's a good chance that home's value has risen in the last few years, meaning your equity, the difference between your home's value and what you owe on your mortgage, has risen too. And in the event of something like a death, divorce, or job loss, homeowners could access that wealth through a home equity loan, says Selma Hepp, chief economist at CoreLogic.
Just knowing that you have that equity, and if, you know, push comes to shove, you can tap into it. It's a very positive place to be for homeowners.
But with high interest rates right now, taking out a loan or refinancing your mortgage might not make much sense, especially if you locked in a mortgage when rates were really low a couple years ago, says Susan Wachter, a professor of real estate at the Wharton School of Business.
Why would you refinance if you've got a mortgage of 3% at a mortgage rate of 7%? So this equity remains untapped.
Higher rates also mean homeowners aren't using their equity to buy new houses either, says Guy Sakala, executive chair of Inside Mortgage Finance.
Many people are trapped in their home, and their home equity is trapped in their home with them.
One thing that could change that, Sakala says, is if the Federal Reserve stops raising interest rates, leading mortgage rates to fall.
And that certainly will be welcome news and probably free up a lot of home buyers to buy houses and for homeowners to sell their houses.
But exactly when the Fed might start to reverse course on interest rates is anyone's guess. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.